Livewire with Lee Williams.
Hey folks, this is Marlon.
And I'm Sonny, and we're with the band Exile.
And guess what? You're listening to Lee Williams.
Two of my favorite people, Marlon Hargis and Sonny from Exile.
Hey, how are you, Lee?
Good to see you again.
Yeah, no, it's great. We always meet up every time this happens, but we've had a two-year break because of COVID.
Yeah. It has been two years that it did not happen.
Correct.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
It's good to be back live.
Anyway, Exile, let's talk about the music. You're celebrating, what, 59 years.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And 30 years of your first hit record, is it?
Well, let's see, 78, how many? I can't do the math.
41. Is that 40?
Well, almost, this would be 44 years, is that right?
45 years.
Did you ever imagine when you had that you would still be doing it? I mean, you're as busy as ever.
No, because in those days, you know, somebody that was... 50 or 60 specifically, was considered really, really old. Yeah. Really old.
Yeah, even 50,
you know,
maybe.
And people in their 60s are not going to play music, are they? And here we are past that and still able to play music, thank goodness.
I mean, look at Paul. Paul McCartney. He's doing another tour this year.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones. I mean, they're 117.
Hundreds of years old. Yeah.
So I mean, the thought of that we would still be doing it, we couldn't imagine it at that time.
Yeah. Let's just go through some of those titles, those hits.
Yeah.
Of course, Kiss You All Over, the huge, huge worldwide pop hit. Then country, let's see, I'll start. Woke Up in Love, I Don't Want to Be a Memory.
Give Me One More Chance, She's a Miracle, Super Love, Crazy for Your Love, I Can't Get Close Enough.
It'll Be Me.
It'll Be Me. She's Too Good to Be True.
Did we cover all of them?
They just go on.
Yeah.
Which is great. And you're as busy as ever. I keep seeing different things from Bev and other people. You're doing this, you're doing that. There's this tour.
We're and this year, actually, we're doing a lot of dates with our old friends in Alabama. You know, a lot of big arena stuff. So we're very lucky. Things are getting busy. Things are getting back to normal, hopefully.
Kind of
building up to a landmark year, which, Sonny, you might mention.
Well, I mean, next year. If we survive this year, knock on wood, whatever, it'll be 60 years next year. And that's an incredible milestone. I mean, 59 is incredible, but 60 is just amazing. And we think we're the second oldest American contained band. You know, the Beach Boys would be the first.
Yeah.
And of course, but those, they're not all together anymore. They don't tour together. But we do with the original members that had the hits. We're all together. And 60 years is just such an amazing accomplishment. You know, if we get to next year and we've got things planned, new recordings, mm-hmm. possible documentary, bunch of stuff.
I bet a documentary would be wonderful. I mean, I'd love to see that.
Well, I can't say for sure that it will happen. We're in the talking stages of putting it all together. If it does, it's going to be very cool. Mm-hmm.
Hey, folks, this is Marlon.
And I'm Sonny, and we're with the band Exile.
And guess what? You're listening to Lee Williams.
Shining bright, you're here.
We had some good times in the UK in the past. You know, we played Top of the Pops, played a Wembley Festival, and we always loved being there.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to come back sometime.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would be good. I think what would be good to, you know, bring two or three acts from that era, you and the Bellamy's and some.
Oh, I'd love to.
Alabama wouldn't travel. But you know, somebody like Bellamy's, you and somebody else. That would be a sellout.
Yeah, the Bellamy's do a lot of stuff in Europe and
in
Scandinavian countries. And great guys, good friends of ours.
Yeah,
well, why don't you put that together?
That's an idea.
We all have our passports up to date. We're ready.
Oh, that's good.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Excellent. So, any new music coming out?
Well, again, we're literally, JP and I are writing new music now.
Good.
You know, he lives in Lexington, Kentucky. The rest of us live here in Nashville area. So, JP and I write every week, every Saturday that we're off. On Zoom, and we're writing our new project that will come out next year. We've got, I think, 7 or 8 songs already. We plan to write at least that many more, so we'll have a lot of stuff to cut to get ready to choose what will actually be on the project.
Sonny was just, actually we were sitting outside waiting, he was just playing me some rough work takes of a couple of songs. I'm going, damn, this is pretty good. So it's going to be good.
That's good.
And we'll be recording it throughout this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And probably be out next year.
I mean, the audiences will always want the hits, but it'll be good to get some new music.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, when we play live, obviously, the audience wants to hear things that they heard on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, for us it's a challenge because, you know, we want to incorporate some new things, I mean, to keep it interesting for ourselves too. But you have to play those hits. But to throw in a sprinkle in a newer thing here or there to keep our interest up is always good. You know, and again, we are blessed to have had hits and to be able to play those. But as working musicians and songwriters, we have to have new things to work on.
New challenges.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we have to keep interested ourselves.
Of course.
Because if you get to the point where you just go through the motions, well, we always say, then we'd hang it up, you know.
Yeah.
So we always want to keep interested. And I know, personally, I always look forward to going on stage and performing, you know, every show.
Marlon, maybe you know who is this is attributed to the quote, but it was, you know, don't you get tired? They asked somebody, maybe it was Kenny Rogers, don't you get tired of playing those same songs every night? And the comment back was, well, no, because there's somebody out in that audience that's never heard me play it live before. This is the first time they've ever heard it.
Yeah.
And so it's fresh for them. It's always fresh.
And also the big thing is that it's always somebody's memory.
That's the truth. Because I know when I've been to concerts and somebody plays, an artist plays a particular song that I loved, you know, it evokes that thought.
Flashbacks.
You're right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's odd how songs will bring back memories from your high school years or something.
Whenever.
You know, you think it brings back memories and even smells and where you were. And I mean, music's a very powerful thing, you know. And it's a good point. We always have to remember that. There's someone seeing you for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't ever take it for advantage.
And the interesting thing, I think, also, is a lot of the youngsters are starting to get a bit older, and they're looking, instead of listening to their music, they're looking back and thinking, hey, that's really good. And you know, I know a lot of the 60s bands in England, you know, they're finding that they're getting, a lot of the kids have grown up and you know, their parents have been playing you know, like the Searchers or Marmalade, whatever. You know, and say, well, let's go out and see what mum and dad likes. And, you know, they love it.
Well, I mean, we all have kids, or well, kids are grown now and grandkids, but I mean, my daughter, she always loved to listen to oldies music. I know Sonny's daughter.
Yeah.
I have a 7-year-old grandson who loves listening to the Beatles and stuff like that. So it goes from generation to generation. Because if it's good music, it's going to appeal no matter what age you are. Hey, folks, this is Marlon.
And I'm Sonny, and we're with the band Exile.
And guess what? You're listening to Lee Williams.
Let's get you back to the UK.
In all seriousness, we would love at least one more time in our career. To do a European.
But it needs
thing
to be a package
time.
To make really.
It would have to be. But we would, and you mentioned the Bellamy's would be perfect.
Because they had the pop hits as well, or you did.
And as you said, a third act. Kind of in our same category. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It would be fun. So maybe we could help make that happen.
Or even bring on an English 60s, 70s band, which would be a nice...
That would be...
Let's try and make it happen and...
Listen, you work on it from your end and we're ready to go anytime.
And good luck for all you're doing and keep healthy and we love your music.
All of us. Well,
thank you, Liam. Appreciate
thank
it.
So much,
good
Liam.
To talk to you again.
Thank you.
Somewhere in the night, I fell in love with you. You wandered through my dreams, and you stole away my blues. All of a sudden, a brand new feeling opened up inside. And I don't know whether to jump through the roof or break right down and cry. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? I'm running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. I used to run around in no particular direction. I ran across a lot of pretty women, but I couldn't make a connection. But last night when you held me tight, you turned my life around. And I opened up my eyes this morning. I said, look here what I found. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? I'm running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day.
this way when I'm running around with a foolish grin, hating all over my knees. I woke up in love with you, oh, what a beautiful. I woke up in love.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.